Good morning. Today we're going to start talking about the halachos, or the minhagim rather, of the aseres yimei tshuva, the days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So in fact, in Shulchan Aruch, we paskin as follows, in Siman Tav, Reish Dalet, Sif Aleph, Af mi sheino nizor mepasakum, even though somebody typically is not careful about avoiding pasakum, that is, we'll define as bread, or similar products that have been baked by a non-Jew, nonetheless, on Aseres Yimei Tshuva, you have to be careful about this. And he continues, it's not only that specific item to be careful about. Yesh l'kol adam l'chapfes u'lefashfesh b'masav. We have to be mechapes, is to investigate. We have to search, and we have to dig down into our maisim, the actions we do, the lashuv behem ba'aseres yimei tshuva, which means we have to look at ourselves in an introspective way, see if our deeds are appropriate, how is our asiyas and mitzvahs, are doing the mitzvahs, avoiding averus, and we really have to do a deep dive into how good a Jew we are in being Mekayim the Torah and Mekayim the Mitzvahs, and this is a time to reflect and make changes. So in fact, this is based on Yerushalmi in the Gemara and Shabbos, that Rav Chiya mafkid the Rav imata yachol lemecha kule shata b'tahara achol. If you can be careful the entire year to eat food b'tahara in a pure way, eat, however, if not, at least 7 days. Which 7 days? So the Raviyah has a Mesorah, has a Kabbalah, that these are the 7 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, 10 days, includes the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So we should be strict about this, including Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. We're talking the 7 days between the two. So the Shlah HaKadosh is as follows, based on that the Hasidim were noheg, that during these times, during these days of the year, they eat their chulin b'tahara, which means that they would eat their regular food on a high level of purity. Now, nowadays, says the Kaf HaChaim, we are noheg to do that. However, there are other things we take upon ourselves, or we should take upon ourselves, in order to really stress the importance of improvement during this time of year. So in fact, the Piskei Tshuva brings that we have to be careful during these days to act in a way of purity. We have to cleanse our thoughts, we have to cleanse our actions, we have to act with good midos, so getting rid of the bad midos. There are those Hasidim who are noheg to be tovel, go to the mikveh every day before davening at this time of the year. That is not advisable during Corona, but nonetheless, another way that we can be mitahir ourselves, and this is based on the Rambam in Hilchos Isurei Bia, is that in order to be mitahir, in order to purify our thoughts, the best way to do that is to learn Torah, learn appropriate Torahs that are meant to give us mussar and cleanse our thoughts. Indeed, that is very appropriate all year round, but in particular at this time of the year, the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. So the Piskei Tshuva continues as follows. V'hasol atzma gedarim siagim yamim eli, addresses an interesting thing. If we're just taking on certain customs or certain halachas or certain chumras during these 10 days, during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, does that mean I'm making a neder, I'm making a commitment that I need to stick with it going forward? When you do something, or you do something 3 times in a row, you make a neder. That is making an oath, that's making a commitment to do it. So he says that the primary view of this is that because it's being done for a limited time period, we're accepting it upon ourselves during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. We're not intending to continue thereafter. Therefore, we would not have to do a Hataris Nedarim afterward. We wouldn't have to, as we do Erev Rosh Hashanah, to be mati or neder, sit in front of a beis din, having to nullify our vows. We would not have to do it because that's the understanding during this time period, that we are not committing for the long haul in doing these chumras and hidurim. Nonetheless, there is an Orach HaShochan that says that it really depends what you're talking about. If it's talking about that you're simply taking on a hiddur of a mitzvah, you're being machmir during this time of the year, but it's not something that it's required to do, or the poskim agree. There's not even a machlokas on a certain thing. people simply you want to take on a chumrah for something, in that situation, not a problem. You can take it on for the aseres mitzvah, and you don't have to be matir neder there afterward. But the Aruch HaShulchan says that if we're dealing with the type of thing, the type of vis, the type of mitzvah, that it's a machlokis, and some poskim say you're required to refrain, or you have to do something, and others are lenient, in that situation, if you take upon yourself a chumrah, then you are really taking it upon yourself to continue doing it, even after the aseres yemei tshuva. So that is the sheet of the Aruch HaShulchan, but it seems that the primary opinion is that if you take on yourself, it's based on a Beis Yosef, if you take upon yourself something at this time of the year, you're doing it for a limited amount of time for aseres yemei tshuva, then that is not obligating you to continue thereafter. Have a wonderful day.